Hello and welcome, my dear boys and girls, to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are going to listen to a new adventure of your favorite superhero duo, Gooblu Boy and Nutty Nut Nut. I hope you are ready to hear a really fun and exciting tale today and enjoy this episode. Let me know what you think. One morning, Gooblu and Nutella were out cycling in the park. It was the first day of their summer vacations and Gooblu was in no rush to get to school. The boy and his dog had got up early and gone out for some exercise in the cheerful morning sun before heading back home for breakfast. Gooblu was feeling relaxed and excited all at the same time. He had so many things he wanted to do this summer. He wanted to improve his swimming techniques, learn kickboxing, participate in a chess tournament, learn how to play the guitar and much, much more. He hoped he would have enough time to do all of them. In fact, at home, when his parents were away at work, Gooblu and Nutella loved to play chess against each other. Even though Nutella was a dog, he had superpowers and was excellent at playing chess and at building strategies. Nutella would telepathically chat with Gooblu and the two of them would pit their wits against each other while playing. Both of them were good players. Sometimes Gooblu would win and sometimes Nutella would. In fact, chess was one of the first things that Gooblu was looking forward to. There was a chess tournament starting in the afternoon in their clubhouse that very day for which Gooblu had signed up. Although Nutella would unfortunately not be able to participate, Gooblu had promised to tell him everything in detail upon his return. Gooblu knew several other children who were also participating in the tournament and was looking forward to playing with them. As the two best friends were finishing their rounds of cycling and running that morning, they passed by the clubhouse. The building was locked and would only be opened later. But there was a banner fluttering in front of it, announcing the chess tournament and the grand prize of rupees 50,000 for the winner. The tournament was open to all school children who came with a valid identity card. Gooblu hoped to win the reward and had promised to take Nutella on an exciting camping trip if he won. As they went past the clubhouse, Gooblu noticed something strange. He saw a young boy standing in the corner of the clubhouse building, facing the building and doing something against the wall. When Gooblu called out to him, he panicked and ran off. Gooblu and Nutella thought it strange, but went on their way back towards home. They had worked up quite an appetite with their morning exercise by now. They were looking forward to eating some delicious parathas and freshening up before Gooblu went back for the chess tournament. Gooblu and Nutella enjoyed their breakfast, after which their parents had to leave for work. Gooblu knew that they would be gone for the day. His parents trusted Gooblu enough to leave the boy and the dog by themselves. They knew that they were a sensible and responsible duo and would not do anything silly. They wished Gooblu loads of luck for his tournament and left for work. Gooblu still had 2 hours to spare before he needed to go to the championship venue. The Superboy and Superdog decided to have a friendly game of chess just for practice before Gooblu left. Nutella would stay at home alone because he wasn't allowed at the venue. Chess was a quiet and intense game and pets were not allowed. The organizers obviously did not know that Nutella was not just an ordinary pet, but rules were rules. Finally, about half an hour before the contest was supposed to start, Gooblu decided to head to the clubhouse. He was feeling restless and wanted to stretch his legs before he sat down for some long games of chess. Nutella wished him luck and gave him a wet kiss, and the boy set off. As Gooblu neared the clubhouse, he noticed that participants had started arriving. Some of the contestants were just 6 years old and had come with their parents. but most of the players were above the age of 10 and had come on their own. They looked quite serious and determined, and each of them wanted to win. Gublu just hoped that he managed to do well. He wanted to make his parents proud and treat Nutella to a camping trip. The children queued up to fill the participation forms with their details and were allotted their table numbers at which they would start play. Gublu noticed the boy he had seen that morning. He had also come to participate in the tournament but was placed at the far end of the hall. It was finally time and Gublu started playing. He had been asked to play against a boy from a different neighborhood and didn't know him. The game was progressing well and Gublu took an early lead. In just 20 moves, he had defeated the other boy. He got up from his table and took a bow before sitting down to wait for the next game. He had qualified for the next round. He would have to play 9 such rounds before he competed in the 10th and final championship match if he made it that far. Just then, Gublu heard something very strange. Someone was speaking at a very low frequency and calling out chess moves like queen to e6, rook to d5, and so on. The only reason Gublu could hear the voice was because of his superpowers and his super hearing. It didn't seem like anyone else in the hall could hear it, but it was quite clear to him. This meant that somebody in the competition was cheating, and that was not fair. Gublu stood up and scanned the hall. The cheat had to be close. As he looked around carefully, his eyes came to rest upon the boy that Gublu had seen that morning outside the clubhouse. Gublu used his heat-sensing vision and could make out a small earpiece tucked into the boy's right ear through which the voice was coming. This was not right, and Gublu had to put a stop to it. But he also had to do it discreetly. How else would he explain to anyone how he had heard the voice when nobody else could? To solve this dilemma, Gublu called out to Nutella telepathically to go outside the clubhouse and check who was on the other side of the transmitter. He could not leave the hall and Nutella could not enter. Hence, they would have to coordinate telepathically using their superpowers and their thoughts. Nutella immediately understood Gublu's instructions and left to investigate. And this is where today's episode comes to an end, children. Let's find out next time what Nutella discovers and reports to Gublu. Let's also find out how Gublu exposes the boy who was cheating without letting the other people know about his superpowers. We listen to the solution to this mystery on the next episode of your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, be happy, be good, and bye-bye.